Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good day. Welcome to Your Purposeful Podcast. My name's Gary Robertson, and this is Living Your Life on Purpose. Yesterday, we spoke about the business activity results and ratio tracker, and also alluded to the fact that if you study your ratios, you will then be able to improve any part of your process. And I mentioned that if I was doing 6 presentations to get 1 client for myself, that is woefully poor, and I'd want to bring those 6 appointments down to at least 3 appointments for me to get 1. I want to improve everything within the game. And it's important, in fact, it's vital for you to have a mindset of can I, C-A-N-I, constant and never-ending improvement. Constant and never-ending improvement. So when we look at all of the things that we do within our business, we should be always striving to improve it. I think if you look at the olden days of business strategy, and I learned this in my degree in business, you probably know this already, that the Japanese had this Kaizen approach to manufacturing cars. So whilst in the USA, General Motors were basically doing 1 new version of a car every 10 years, and then there were masses of changes within each model, the Japanese were always doing these incremental, constant and never-ending improvement phases within the release of any version of their car. And it's the same as us. You know, look at your daily method of operation. How's it going? Is it working for you? Are you using a things to do list? When you do your sales process, for example, are you doing enough preparation before each meeting so you can find out who you're having a chat with? And that's just one important phase in the sales process, a phase which so many people actually don't go through properly. Preparation. In the army, it was crude. They used to say piss poor preparation, piss poor performance. And now there's a nice polite way of doing it now, isn't there, saying it? But I like the piss poor preparation, piss poor performance. So when you are actually, you know, waiting to have a meeting with somebody, go on to as many channels as you can to find out about who you're meeting. And then when you go into the meeting, at least then you can have a conversation about them. And remember, it is about them. The meeting needs to be all about them. Obviously, if they ask you some questions, you're going to answer them. But always look to redirect the focus on them. Make them feel important. And when you can make them feel important and you get that connection, the eye-to-eye contact, when they start mirroring what you're doing with your hands, you put your hands on your chin just some point during the presentation, if it's face-to-face or on Zoom, put your hand on the chin. And if they do it, then you know you're having a connection. Just rub your hand along your cheek, just as though you're just rubbing your cheek. If they do the same thing, you've got a connection. And that's because what you're talking about is of interest to them. We will talk about body language and personality traits in other podcasts, but today's theme is all about constant and never-ending improvement.